Caitlyn Jenner, recently featured on the cover of Vanity Fair, has raised awareness around transgender issues, but for most trans men and women, life is not so glamorous. Transgender people are more likely to be unemployed and have a hard time finding the right health care. Capital Public Radio's Marnette Federis spoke with one transgender college student about his transition and how one Sacramento center helped him.
Here we go, Dale.
Leon Burse watches Sac State's women's basketball team run drills. For 4 years, Burse was part of the women's team, helping the Hornets tie for second place in their conference.
I just miss it. Like, I had a great team, I had a winning season, and yet I was still unhappy.
Burse says he was depressed. He says this was because of gender dysphoria.
I feel as if I have a boy's brain but a female's body, and I just need everything to be on one accord.
And so, he made a decision.
And I was like, at the end of the year, that means I'm making myself happy.
In April, he started transition, taking testosterone shots and scheduling surgery to remove his breasts.
You know, it's all good to look the part of a man, but to actually be able to go outside without a shirt is going to be, like, the greatest accomplishment. I've got my name and gender change on every paperwork that's possible. I got my new Social Security card, so my new license, I got all that. I don't know, I just have a lot of support, so it's kind of awesome.
For information on transitioning, Burse turned to Sacramento's Gender Health Center, a resource for counseling, legal, and advocacy services. This fall, Burse will work there as an intern.
It's a wonderful place to be involved with just because you're sharing the common interest of helping, but you're also promoting that it's okay to be who you are.
Rachel Hudson is the center's operations manager.
When we first opened up, this was all we had.
And she's also transgender. She says transition is different for everyone.
As a trans person, when you transition, you don't have to do everything. You don't have to get every single surgery available. You don't have to take all the hormones. You know, it's all about that person's individual choice.
The center opened 5 years ago, primarily to offer mental health services, and today sees 250 people a week. Studies have shown that the rate of suicide attempts among the trans population is 41%, compared to the general population's 4%. Hudson says many transgender men and women feel they're alone and they have to deal with harassment every day.
Getting on the bus to come to work, just walking down the street, just that really is tough for people. They need to talk to somebody about it.
Finding medical care isn't easy. Trans men and women often have difficulty finding doctors they can trust. Sometimes there are disputes when health insurance companies refuse to pay for hormones. Hudson at the center explains.
Currently, there's, you know, discrimination, there's lack of knowledge. People just don't know how to serve transgender people.
That discrimination might also extend to the workplace. Studies show that transgender people are more likely to be unemployed.
You know, if an employer sees somebody that they think is gender variant or transgender, they usually don't hire them.
At the center, clients get an assessment and help on their job search. Ultimately, the center helps trans men and women find happiness by being themselves.
And that's what being transgender is, to be that person that you are with your friends to everybody.
For Burse, being himself meant declining an invitation to play in front of scouts for national and international women's basketball teams. It would have been a step towards playing professional basketball, a dream he's always had. But Burse doesn't want to look back.
This is going to make me closer to being the man I'm supposed to be. And so, I gave up the dream, but I don't regret it.
After recovering from surgery, Burse hopes to play for recreation leagues and eventually try out for men's basketball teams. Marnette Federis, Capital Public Radio News.